So I voted against the recreational cannabis bill, and for the simple fact it's very concerning to me that the money it's going to bring in, I'm concerned what it's going to cost us as a state to address the problems that may arise from that. So although the money that comes in for that, it looks promising, what we're going to find out as time goes on is what is it going to cost us. So that's very concerning, and I'm proud to say that the some of the good things we're doing in Springfield is addressing the opioid concerns, and it's not just a Southern Illinois problem or a Northern Illinois problem or a metro. Or we see the concerns, and we're beginning to hold the drug companies' feet to the fire, so to speak, to address those concerns, along funding for hospitals and funding for social service organizations to be able to address those concerns. I've had phone calls where there have been people that have gone to the emergency room because they couldn't get in to a facility or to an facility, what you would call it, to get an appointment. So they've had to go to the emergency room. The emergency room isn't, those people aren't trained or have the staff to address those kinds of things. So then you have the sheriff's department or the police department gets involved. And so you have a concern that if we do it correctly, can be addressed. The person that has the needs ends up going somewhere where they don't need to, and it doesn't help them. So what we've got to do is make sure that we have the right funding in the right areas to address those opioid concerns.